This is St. Louis Public Radio. Mary Walsh and Beverly Nance have been in a relationship for almost 4 decades and married since 2009. 2 years ago, the same-sex couple was denied housing at a St. Louis County retirement community due to their sexual orientation. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, the couple is now taking Friendship Village Senior Living Facility to court for discrimination.
Mary Walsh and Beverly Nance live in a house with a lot of stairs. But they're getting older, and the couple knows they won't be able to stay there forever. So a few years ago, they decided to sell their Shrewsbury home and move to a senior living facility. Walsh says they wanted to find a facility that had independent housing options, assisted living, and memory care.
That way, if something happened to one of us, the other one would still be in the community and we could still have dinner together, you know, look out for each other still.
Eventually, they settled on Friendship Village, a private retirement community in Sunset Hills with about 650 residents. It was the only facility in the St. Louis area to meet all of their criteria, and they had friends who lived there. So in July 2016, they filled out the paperwork, put down a deposit, and got ready to put their house on the market. A couple days later, Walsh got a call from the residence director at Friendship Village. Their application had been denied.
I was stunned. I just felt like I had been kind of kicked in the stomach because we didn't see this coming. Because when she said, "What's your relationship?" I thought, "Huh, yeah, we're married."
Friendship Village mailed the couple a copy of their cohabitation policy, which defines marriage as between one man and one woman, as, quote, "marriage is understood in the Bible." The couple filed a housing discrimination complaint with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. Then they waited for 18 months. Finally, in July, the couple decided to take their case to federal court, meaning they had to withdraw their HUD complaint.
People are still discriminating against gay and lesbians, and it's not right in my mind. I think we all were under the belief that the acceptance of the Marriage Act had settled some things.
Under the Federal Fair Housing Act, it's illegal to refuse to rent or sell housing to someone because of, quote, race, color, religion, sex, familial status, or national origin. The law doesn't explicitly mention sexual orientation, and neither does the Missouri Human Rights Act. But the legal team representing Walsh and Nance, including the ACLU of Missouri and the National Center for Lesbian Rights, say this is a clear case of sex discrimination. Arlene Zaremka is a lawyer for the plaintiffs.
If one of these two women were a man instead of a woman, there would have been no problem with them being admitted to Friendship Village.
In recent years, courts have held that discrimination based on sexual orientation is a form of sex discrimination, including cases involving employment and education. Elizabeth Sepper is a professor at Washington University Law School and an expert in anti-discrimination law.
I would say that while the plaintiffs have a very strong case of sex discrimination, it's not a clear winner due to a lot of moving parts in the legal system at the moment.
She says there are two pending LGBTQ anti-discrimination cases, one before the Missouri Supreme Court and the other in the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, that will be important to the outcome of the Friendship Village case. The law firm representing Friendship Village, Hush Blackwell, did not respond to multiple requests for comment. But in a statement, the organization's board of directors said they are, quote, prayerfully and thoughtfully reviewing this issue. Friendship Village must respond to the plaintiff's complaint in court by September 14th. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.